阳疯狂英语
Leon Crazy English。
亲爱的朋友们，你们感到厌倦了吗？
Are you getting bored, my friends? I hope not. I've decided that this year I'm going to finally study your difficult language diligently. So, if you are getting bored, I know just how you feel. I get bored studying Chinese sometimes too. So, if you are getting bored at this moment, I just have two words for you. 1, 2, 3, WAKE UP!
亲爱的朋友们，欢迎大家来到 Unit 31.
I'm dying to go home.
我渴望回家。Kim's note.
You need to know this pattern to sound like a native speaker. You must practice it over and over until it sounds natural. Americans are always talking about how they are dying to do something. If you use this pattern when talking to an American, they might think that you are an overseas Chinese. Learn this pattern well, and you'll be dying to try it out the next time you speak English.
As quickly as possible, 最快速。
You need to know this pattern to sound like a native speaker. You must practice it over and over until it sounds natural. Americans are always talking about how they're dying to do something. If you use this pattern when talking to an American, they may think you're an overseas Chinese. Learn this pattern well, and you'll be dying to try it out the next time you speak English.
请大家把这段话脱口而出，卖弄出去，绝对听起来像一个英语教学专家。举一反三 ，Drill number one.
I'm dying to hear your news.
Number two.
I'm dying for a change.
Number three.
I'm dying to see him.
额外财富 bonus. Number one.
I'm dying to lose weight, but nothing works for me. Try crazy English. Yelling English is very helpful. It takes a lot of energy.
It's very funny.
Yeah, you burn a lot of calories yelling crazy English.
喊疯狂英语可以燃烧卡路里。起到减肥的效果。我请 Jim 老师再读一遍 ，one more time slowly.
I'm dying to lose weight, but nothing works for me. Try crazy English. Yelling English is very helpful. It takes a lot of energy.
As quickly as possible, 最快速。
I'm dying to lose weight, but nothing works for me. Try crazy English. Yelling English is very helpful. It takes a lot of energy.
Let's yell together. 1, 2, 3. I'm dying to lose weight, but nothing works for me.Try crazy English. Yelling English is very helpful. It takes a lot of energy. Yay! It's magic. I lost some weight.
There you go.
喊几遍就可以减肥。真的不错。Number two.
I'm dying to go to America. I'm dying to go to China.
Number three.
I'm dying to go shopping.The stores are all having great sales. We hear this a lot in Guangzhou, don't we?
对。Number four.
I'm dying to talk to my family. I miss them so much.
Number five.
I'm dying to find a new job.
Number six.
I'm dying to speak good English. I'm dying to speak good Chinese.
Yes, I'm dying to speak good Chinese. 很多美国人都说 I'm dying to speak good Chinese. 中国有数亿人都有一个心声，就是我们渴望早日讲一口流利的英语。We're dying to speak good English.Number seven.
I'm dying to talk to Teacher Lee. He has been inspiring me for a long time.
高级英语口语。
He has been very inspirational.
对，他对我们有很大的激励的作用。Jennifer's favorite sentences. Number one.
I'm dying for some Thai food. I know a good Thai restaurant. There are many good Thai restaurants in Guangzhou.
Number two.
I'm dying to see the Three Gorges.They will be underwater soon. I'm going to go next month. Come with me.
Number three.
I'm dying to improve my English. Good luck and work hard.
我请 Jim 老师用三嘴口腔肌肉训练法将这三个对话三个 AB 对话疯狂朗诵一遍 as quickly, as clearly, as loudly as possible.
I'm dying for some Thai food. I know a good Thai restaurant. I'm dying to see the Three Gorges. They will be underwater soon. I'm going to go next month. Come with me. I'm dying to improve my English. Good luck and work hard. I'm dying for some Thai food. I know a good Thai restaurant. I'm dying to see the Three Gorges. They will be underwater soon. I'm going to go next month. Come with me. I'm dying to improve my English. Good luck and work hard. I'm dying for some Thai food. I know a good Thai restaurant. I'm dying to see the Three Gorges. They will be underwater soon. I'm going to go next month. Come with me. I'm dying to improve my English. Good luck and work hard.
超级财富 Super Wealth, number one.
I'm dying for a change. I'm so bored with my life. You sound like you need a vacation.
It's pretty practical dialogue.
Yes.
I'm dying for a change. I'm so bored with my life. You sound like you need a vacation. Jim, you sound like you need a vacation.
I do need a vacation, but I'm not bored with my life.
对，但是我对生活并不感到厌倦。Number two.
How long has your husband been gone?
Almost 6 months. I'm dying to see him.
Oh, you really sound like a woman.
Thank you.
Number three.
I'm dying to go to sleep. I stayed up all night studying. You'd better take a nap today. It's not healthy to go without sleep. That's also very practical dialogue. I had that a lot when I was a college student.
Oh, 当 Jim 老师是大学生的时候经常熬夜。Okay, one more time, slowly.
I'm dying to go to sleep. I stayed up all night studying. You'd better take a nap today. It's not healthy to go without sleep.
Number four.
I'm dying to eat something. I'm starving too. Let's go have beef noodles. I know a great place.
Number five.
I'm dying to tell you a secret. If you tell me, it won't be a secret anymore.
疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue.
I'm dying to go home. I know just how you feel. It's so hard being away from home for the first time. I never thought I would be this homesick. Don't worry, it happens to everyone.
很棒的句子 it happens to everyone. 我请 Jim 老师用最慢速给大家示范发音的细节 slowly exaggerate.
I'm dying to go home.I know just how you feel. It's so hard being away from home for the first time. I never thought I would be this homesick. Don't worry, it happens to everyone.
Now as quickly as possible.
I'm dying to go home. I know just how you feel. It's so hard being away from home for the first time. I never thought I'd be this homesick. Don't worry, it happens to everyone.
Yeah, don't worry, it happens to everyone.
亲爱的朋友们，振作精神，将录音机的音量开到最最最最最大。让我们和 Jim 老师一起攻克英文 Unit 32.
I can't afford to go out to eat every night. Well, I can. 一个肉包五毛钱。
哦，一个肉包五毛钱。
I can go out for that.
Right. 这样的话，你每天都可以到外面去吃饭。Kim's note.
A lot of things are simply too expensive for most people to afford. Of course, when the economy is thriving, this sentence is not as common. If you have friends who make more money than you do, you will find this sentence pattern especially useful.This sentence pattern can also be a handy excuse for when you don't really want to do something. You can just blurt out, hey, I can't afford it.
Yeah, I can't afford it. 你可以拒绝别人，我不去了。I'm sorry, I can't go with you. I can't afford it. It's on me. Okay, I can go. 精彩英文请务必脱口而出。举一反三 drill number one.
I can't afford to live in a big city.
Number two,
I can't afford to travel abroad.
Number three,
I can't afford to buy a house.
额外财富 bonus. Number one,
I can't afford to get married. Getting married nowadays costs a lot of money. I know what you mean. Well, that's my excuse anyway.
Oh, 这是 Jim 老师的一个借口 Now as slowly as possible. One more time.
I can'tAfford to get married. Getting married nowadays costs a lot of money. I know what you mean.
Number two.
I can't afford to buy expensive gifts.
Number three.
I can't afford to have a pet dog. Besides,I think pets are a waste of money.
Number four.
I can't afford to study at a famous university.
It costs lots of money.
It sure does.
Number 5.
I can't afford to study English abroad. It's so expensive.
But a gym can't afford to study Chinese abroad. It's not as very expensive in China.
That's right.
It's actually much cheaper than America.
Yes.
Jennifer's favorite sentence is, Number 1.
I can't afford to buy a red sports car. You'll be able to afford it in the future.
One more time slowly.
I can't afford to buy a red sports car. You'll be able to afford it in the future.
Number 2.
I can't afford to live in New York. Everything is so expensive there.
Is that true?
Oh, yes. I know what she means.
Really expensive?
Really expensive.
Jim 老师used to live in New York, right?
Right.
You're a New Yorker.
I'm a native New Yorker.
Number 3.
I can't afford 3 weeks away from work.
Number 4.
If we could afford it, we'd like to go to Paris for our vacation. Paris is beautiful.
What do you think of Paris?
It is beautiful, and it's actually more expensive than New York.
Oh, 巴黎比纽约还要贵。
But it is a beautiful city. I've
That's
been
a romantic city.
Very.
超级财富, super wealth, number 1.
I can't afford to go abroad to study English. It doesn't matter. You don't need to go abroad to learn English. Teacher Lee is a great example.
Slowly, one more time.
I can't afford to go abroad to study English. It doesn't matter. You don't need to go abroad to learn English. Teacher Lee is a great example.
As quickly as possible.
I can't afford to go abroad to study English. Doesn't matter. You don't need to go abroad to learn English. Teacher Lee is a great example.
Number 2.
Why are you still living in this tiny apartment? I can't afford to buy a house.
Number 3.
I can't afford to spend money on taxis. Maybe you should buy a bike. It's good exercise and much cheaper.
This is damn good advice.
Oh, it's damn good advice, especially in Guangzhou.
Yeah, maybe you should buy a bike. It's good exercise and much cheaper and much faster.
In Guangzhou, that is also true.
Right. 骑自行车不但是一个好的锻炼，而且非常的便宜。更重要的是呢，它比出租车要快多了。疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue。
I can't afford to go out to eat every night. Neither can I. I usually eat at home. But I'm a really bad cook. Why don't you come to my house for dinner sometime then? Thanks a lot. That would be great. But you're probably just joking. I won't take you seriously.
You're right. I'm joking.
I'd be joking if I said that.
Yes. Okay, 我们请 Jim 老师 as quickly as possible.
I can't afford to go out to eat every night. Neither can I. I usually eat at home, but I'm a really bad cook. Why don't you come to my house for dinner sometime then? Thanks a lot. That would be great. But you're probably just joking. I won't take you seriously.
哈，现在来到33级了 ，Unit 33。
How long have you been learning English? 你学英语学了多久了？
Jim 老师竟然自己把中文读出来了。你学英语学了多久了？
Kim's note.
This is a top sentence pattern for making conversation. It is also important for your listening comprehension. I know that I had to learn how to answer the question, how long have you been staying in China? Because everyone I met asked it.Sometimes just one sentence can help you talk to hundreds of people.
Do you agree?
I agree.
精彩英文，请务必脱口而出。举一反三 ，drill number 1.
How long have you been working here?
Number 2.
How long have you been staying in China?
Number 3.
How long have you been waiting?
Hey, Jim 老师 how long have you been working here?
I've been working here a long time.Almost 10 years.
How long have you been staying in China?
Again, almost 10 years.
How long have you been waiting?
A long time.
A long time. 2 hours, maybe.
Yeah.
额外财富 bonus, number one.
How long have you been teaching? 20 years.
Number two.
How long have you been studying Japanese?
Number three.
How long have you been feeling sick?
Hey, Jim, how long have you been feeling sick?
Oh, about a week or so.
Oh, 一个多星期了。Number four.
How long have you been watching TV?
This is a parent sentence, right?
A parent sentence, absolutely. How long have you been watching TV?
Hey, 你看电视多长时间了啊? Number five.
How long have you been divorced?
How long have you been divorced? You've never been married.
No.
Yeah, so.
I'm waiting for my first divorce.
Oh. Number six.
How long have you been working on this project?
Jennifer's favorite sentences. Number one.
How long have you been living like this?
All my life! You live in a tiny department. Apartment. And you have no job. And you're living... On government, probably...
government assistance.
Assistance?
Yes.
住在一个非常小的房间里面，一直没有工作，一直靠政府的津贴生活。Hey, hey, 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 how long have you been living like this?
How long have you been living like this? All my life. Well, then get a life. Get a real life.
对，去过生活吧。Number two.
How long have you been dating this girl? A few days.
Number three.
How long have you been wanting to go to America? Since I was 15.
超级财富 Super wealth. Number one.
How long have you been staying in China?
Equals.
How long have you stayed in China?
I've been here since 1999. I've enjoyed every minute of my stay. Number two.
How long have you been waiting? Not long at all.Only a few minutes, actually.
Number three.
How long have you been living in Beijing? Only a few months. What about you?
Number four.
How long have you been married? Almost 10 years. Wow, that's great. Congratulations.
Number five.
How long have you two known each other? We have been best friends since middle school.
Hey, Jim, how long have you two known each other?
We've been best friends since middle school.
Oh, that's cool. 疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue.
How long have you been learning English? I have been studying English since I was 5. That's amazing. Most people in my country don't study another language. I know, but I have a feeling that will change in the future. Maybe you will have to study Chinese someday.
As slowly as possible, demonstrate the detailed pronunciation.
How long have you been learning English? I have been studying English since I was 5. That's...Amazing! Most people in my country don't study another language. I know, but I have a feeling that will change in the future. Maybe you...will have to study Chinese someday.
As quickly as possible.
How long have you been learning English? I've been studying English since I was 5. That's amazing. Most people in my country don't study another language. I know, but I have a feeling that will change in the future. Maybe you will have to study Chinese someday.
You're welcome to Unit 34. Thank you for encouraging me.
谢谢你鼓励我。这又是一个超级句型，绝对以一顶十，甚至以一顶百。掌握并熟练使用这个句型，可以让你在对外交往中潇洒应对，如鱼得水。
Hey, everybody, it's Jennifer again. I'm here to join you to learn English. So keep up the good work and let's get started.
Jennifer's note.
You have many opportunities to use this sentence pattern. Every time you finish a conversation with someone, you can say, thank you for talking with me. Every time you ask your teacher or a native speaker for help with your English, you can say, thank you for helping me. Of course, you can just say thank you, but by using this sentence pattern, you can practice more words, and you can tell the person exactly why you're grateful. Your English will sound more elegant. Thank you all for listening to me. I hope you take my advice.
精彩英文，请务必脱口而出。
举一反三 Drill Number 1 Thank you for teaching me English. It was my pleasure. Thank you for teaching me English. It was my pleasure. Number 2 Thank you for your advice. I hope it's helpful. Thank you for your advice. I hope it's helpful.Number 3. Thank you for your support. I'm glad to help. Thank you for your support. I'm glad to help. Number 4. Thank you for helping me. You're welcome. Thank you for helping me. You are welcome.Number 5. Thank you for dinner. I had a good time. Thank you for coming. Thank you for dinner. I had a good time. Thank you for coming.
下面我用三醉口腔肌肉训练法来朗读第一到第五个对话。
3-Lee method. As quickly...As clearly, as loudly, as possible.
Thank you for teaching me English. It was my pleasure. Thank you for your advice. I hope it's helpful. Thank you for your support. I'm glad to help. Thank you for helping me. You're welcome. Thank you for dinner. I had a good time. Thank you for coming.